Extel Utah, the developer of Mayflower Mountain Resort, hopes to start lifting skiers onto the backside of Deer Valley for the 23-24 winter season. Mayflower is next to Deer Valley on the west side of the Jordanelle Reservoir. Vice President of Development for Extel, Brooke Hans, says the plan is to begin building a chairlift next spring.
The intention is this is going to be a state-of-the-art beautiful lift that would take you right from the base of the ski beach between the Mayflower existing lift at Deer Valley and the Sultan base. So you would have the ability to ski to either of those or back down towards the ski beach at Mayflower.
Extel Senior Vice President of Development Kurt Krieg says there's been progress made toward an agreement with Deer Valley.
The question that we're asked over and over again is, you know, what about future ski and the operator? And we've been working with our partners at Alterra, Rusty Gregory, the chief operator, and a new gentleman named Jared Smith, who's the president, Todd Shallon, and Jeremy here locally have all been good. And I think we're making great progress. So I would think in a couple of months, if we can figure this out, we'll hopefully have a positive announcement on the future ski.
Krieg is referring to Jeremy Levitt, president of Deer Valley Resort, which is owned by Alterra. Emily Summers, Senior Communications Manager at Deer Valley, tells KPCW there's no deadline in place for a decision on a partnership. Mayflower is one of the largest developments underway in Utah right now. Plans include nearly 1,600 residential units, 825 hotel rooms, and 250,000 square feet of retail and conference space. When complete, one of its hotels will focus on serving military. Some rooms in the new hotel will be reserved exclusively for active and retired members of the military, with tiered pricing that will be accessible to all levels of military personnel. Extel has partnered with MIDA, the Military Installation Development Authority, which is a state agency overseeing the development of military land in Utah. MIDA's board of directors has approved up to $260 million in bonds, which will be paid back over 30 years through a tax increment program developed with Wasatch County. Krieg says some of those funds will pay for infrastructure and three hotels. As many as four more hotels could be built in the area later. In addition to the military hotel and conference center, construction is taking place at the Pioche Apartments near the Jordanelle Gondola with 402 market rate units. Another 115 residential units at the Pioche Village parcel have been sold to a separate developer. Extel Utah says that in the first 5 years, the projected capital investment into this project will be more than $3.2 billion. 85% of that funding is privately sourced through Extel Utah and other developers. Michelle Deininger, KPCW News.